Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsor Lo Yinishmas Arbi Hakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chof. The Gemara Mudalav brings the Rabbi Yehuda said a story. He says, "I was a katan, I was a child, and I lay in the Megillah in the Malam Rabbi Tarfon Veskenim Belud in front of Rabbi Tarfon and Veskenim in Lud. So that is a raya proof that a katan could read the Megillah. Omrulah, they told him, Ein mivim raya min a katan. You can't bring a raya from a child." The Chidah in Birkei Yosef and Shulchan Aruch and the Sefer Ein Zoicher and a few other places points out the big question. We do find in Halacha that we do rely on Ketanim for a story. The Gemara in Ksuvos tells us that a child can say a story that he remembers that there was a kid that they put him in the mikvah in order for him to eat truma. And he can say a story that he remembers where was the Beis HaKvaris. And so it's brought down in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat. So we do rely on a katan saying a story. So why here the Gemara says, Ein mivim raya min a katan? Now this question is brought down over here in the Tosfos Reed. And the Tosfos Reed says an answer, which the Chidah brings in one of his answers, that there's a difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanah. We rely on a katan for anything which is a din Rabbanah. But we do not rely on a katan for something which is a din deraisa. The Tosfos Reed adds, the Megillas Esther has a din deraisa, as the Gemara says, that we have a remez to it in the Torah. But the Chidah in the Birkei Yosef says a different answer. He says the reason that we rely on a katan by the stories in Maseches Ksuvos and not here, because in Maseches Ksuvos it was just a story. The story is we saw a child going and we know that he's a kohen, he eats truma. It's a maisa. Here, the ma'aseh does not tell me anything. The fact that the katan was reading the Megillah doesn't mean that he was moitzi everybody else. It could be that Reb Tarfon and the Skanian that heard him reading the Megillah, they read the Megillah again afterwards on their own. I don't see from the story a clear proof to what happened. Just the katan is telling me you should rely on me that not only they listened to me, but they didn't listen to anything else. I know that was the reason. That's already a stage you don't trust the katan. You trust the katan only for the facts of what happened. But to derive from it and understand what was exactly what was going on over here underneath the surface, that's something that you cannot rely on the katan. A similar answer is brought down in Nefesh Chaya over here in Megillah, that he says that a katan, you can rely on him for stories, but not for halachas. If you want to know, is this guy a kohen or not? So he tells you the fact. But to tell me how halacha based on a katan, that I don't do. But he says that he could not find a source to it, so he doesn't want to rely on it. But it's very similar to the answer of the Chidah, that we rely on the katan for what we know, we don't rely on the katan for anything else. And the explanation, al pi machshava, what's the pshat that you rely on the katan for facts, but not for something else, is because a katan, as we know, is a katan lav bar deil. He does not have das. And what is das? In the Torah already says there's three stages to process a thought. There's Chokhmah, Bino, Vadas. We know it as Chabad. Chabad is Chokhmah, Bino, Vadas. Rashi explains, what is Chokhmah, Bino, Vadas? Chokhmah is what a person learns from his Rebbe. What you get, it's the first initial idea, the thought that you understand for somebody else. Bino is the processing of it. Lehovin dover mitrech dover. You understand what exactly you heard. Then comes Das. So Rashi and Chumash says that Das is Ruach HaKodesh, which is a little harder for us to relate. But what Rashi is referring to is what brought down in other places, that Das means a connection. As it says, Adam Yodas Chavo. There is a connection, there's a relation. You know something, that's great. But to actually connect it and becomes part of who you are, part of your being, that is what Das does. So a person can know something, can understand it, but then he has to connect to it. That's what Das does. And that's what really Ruach HaKodesh Rashi means. Ruach HaKodesh means that whatever you know becomes part of who you are. That's what Das does. A katan can be very smart. He can understand many things. That a katan has no problem. The issue with the katan is to actually connect to what happened over here. So if the katan gives me a fact, the fact is just a factual. That's something a katan can give us. But to come and tell me based on that what really happened over here, to really get the understanding, to live the case, to tell me this is what the case means, that you don't rely on the katan. And this is what the Gemara tells us over here, Ein mivim raya min a katan. I cannot rely on a katan for a raya for something that has to do with the havana, with the tfisa of what exactly is happening over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.